Today on the Travel Guys.
Charleston replaces San Francisco as America's most popular city to visit.
Getting ready to travel with the family for the holidays while our expert on family travel joins us at 2:35.
At 2:50, John Holloway is here with the second part of his inexpensive holiday gift ideas series.
All that and more coming up today right here on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hey, the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. It's our very first show for the fabulous month of November, Thanksgiving month, the beginning of the holidays. And I'm here in studio, and we're hooking up with Mark, who is in beautiful Hawaii. I'm thinking from the Big Island today, Mark.
I am out here with a group of Sports Leisure travelers, and we are having a wonderful time in Hawaii. Hope that you are having an equally wonderful time on the mainland, although I'm not sure if that's really possible.
Well, we finally got some change in the weather, as it finally looks like winter is just about upon us with a weekend of mixed clouds and a few showers. So by golly, you picked the right time to be in the islands.
To get the heck out of Dodge, that's for sure. Well, we have got a busy show today, and we've got some great news items here, I think.
All righty. Well, let's fire up the news music, and Bernadette will take care of that. And as we do, a lot of things going on in the news, in the travel news. And what do you got for me?
Well, it looks like American Airlines passengers have a unique opportunity to earn some elite qualifying miles, not just those regular double miles, but those really valuable elite miles. But You've got to live in California, Illinois, or Texas. All right, so we passed that. The next thing is you've got to be flying from Dallas, Los Angeles, or San Francisco. Why would that be? Well, that's because Virgin Air America, that's Henry's airline. Our good friend Henry has started flying to Dallas, and so Airlines of American has responded by defending their turf. So if you are an American Airlines customer and you regularly fly to Dallas and you can fly from San Francisco or Los Angeles, there are some opportunities available to you. Registration is required at AA.com.
Well, I'm not necessarily going to Dallas. I like to go to San Antonio. Maybe I can hitch a ride with Henry and go to Dallas and then jump ship over to San Antonio or something. I don't know.
Panhandlers have caused San Francisco to drop to number 2 on Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 U.S. cities. You know, we love lists here at the Travel Guys. Charleston, South Carolina has supplanted perennial winner San Francisco as the number 1 U.S. destination in the 2011 Condé Nast Traveler magazine's Reader's Choice poll. In the poll, voters evaluate cities based on 6 categories, including atmosphere and ambiance, culture and sights, friendliness, lodging, restaurants and shopping. The city with the highest total score wins the prize. While San Francisco ranks high in culture, sights, restaurant and shopping, it loses considerable ground in the friendliness category, with 90% of the Condé Nast Traveler voters finding Charleston friendly, but only 67% rating San Francisco the same, due mainly to the relentless presence of panhandlers outside the main downtown hotels.
And right now, you got to deal with the panhandlers, you also have to deal with the mobs of people and the protesters, too, the 99% who, over this past week, have tried to disrupt and have disrupted the shipping and out of Oakland and lots more.
It hasn't spilled over to any tourism situations, but it's probably inevitable that that's going to happen. The rest of the top 10, according to Condé Nast, starting with Charleston and San Francisco, Santa Fe, New Mexico, very artsy destination, followed by Chicago, a city I was just in a few days ago, Honolulu, New York City, Savannah, Carmel, California, breaking into the top 10, and then Seattle and Boston. Looks like you're going to pay more if you're traveling this year for Thanksgiving. Hotel and air costs are both up year over year. Hotel costs are up an average of 11%, and airline costs are up an average of 12% year over year. If you haven't bought your ticket yet, you are in deep trouble. Washington, D.C.'s Tourmobile sightseeing buses are going to end their service after 42 years literally a tour bus that goes, many cities have these, that go around the town and drop folks off at all of the monuments. And, of course, the difference with Washington is that a lot of the places that you can see are public buildings and they're all free. And the Tourmobile has been taking people around the mall and Arlington National Cemetery and other D.C. attractions for 42 years. It made its last stop this last Monday. The bus line has been in tough straits financially. The Park Service is looking to choose a replacement. The $32 get-on, get-off tour that lasted all day long would take you anywhere from Union Station to Arlington Cemetery, and it has been a staple in our nation's capital since 1969. And finally, a little quick TSA report. What would the travel news be without a TSA update? I find this really interesting, Tom. I mean, considering the fact that everybody knows when you go to the airport that you're going to be searched, federal airport screeners still find 4 to 5 guns at checkpoints on a typical day.
Really?
This is what the TSA chief told a Senate hearing this last week. He said, if, for example, yesterday, meaning Tuesday, he said, we found 6, including one at Bradley Airport in Connecticut, a loaded gun with 7 rounds in it in a checked bag that a passenger was trying to get through. Passengers typically say they forgot the weapon was in their bag, TSA officials say. But in one recent case, a passenger at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport tried to board a plane with 2 pistols, 3 ammunition magazines, 8 knives, and a handsaw in his carry-on bag. The gentleman was arrested.
I would imagine.
TSA says they have collected over 900 guns at checkpoints this year.
Well, I have to say I do know of someone who I visited with who did forget and have a weapon that he uses for personal use that he had forgotten about. I don't know how you would forget about it, but it does happen. But it sounds to me like they did the right thing, and that is an amazing story.
That's a lot of 5 or 6 of them a day. So that explains to folks why, when you think you're a good law-abiding citizen and you've never tried to, get anything through a checkpoint or something, that it really does happen on a pretty regular basis. So that's kind of one of the reasons those folks are there. And yes, those other people who try to take guns on airplanes, they walk among us. Part of the gene pool, I guess.
I guess. Well, there you go. Is that it?
That is the travel news for today. We have got a really big shoe coming up, as Ed Sullivan would have said in the old days.
You sounded just like him, I have to say.
Big update from our good friend Becky at the airport now that it's open. Some tips on getting through the airport. Lisa is here from Family Travel, and John Holloway's got some great gift ideas for the holidays, all coming up today on the Travel Guys.
Going places with that sports leisure flair. A world of adventure, and we take you there.
Sports Leisure Vacations has 2 very special, very exclusive packages coming up to sporting events in Northern California in the foreseeable future. The first one is the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in San Jose. The dates for our trip are January the 27th through the 29th. You're going to get to see the men's and women's finals, the free skate, and the pairs finals. All 4 big sessions are included. Accommodations at an Embassy Suites hotel in Milpitas. It's a wonderful 3-day, 2-night package. Space is limited, and these seats are available now. The second event, also in San Jose, is the United States Olympic Team Trials for Gymnastics. These are the gymnastics finals. This will determine who goes to represent the United States in the Olympics. This is from the 28th of June until July the 1st, so this is a 4-day, 3-night package. Pricing is not available on this yet, but we have secured tickets, and we are taking reservations. So if you call our office at 361-8687, or 361 Tour, you can put your name on the priority list for the gymnastics finals, and space for the figure skating championships are available now. Again, for information, call Sports Leisure Vacations at 361 Tour or visit us on the web at 24/7 at sportsleisure.com.
Time to announce today's lucky travel club winners. I've been begging Mark to allow me to do this for a long time, and now I get my chance. Okay, today's winners are Mitsuo Yamada and Elizabeth Fleming. That's Mitsuo Yamada and Elizabeth Fleming. You'll each receive $100 in travel cash if you call the Sports Leisure Vacation office by close of business on Tuesday. The number is 361-8687. That's 361-8687.
And that's your Sports Leisure Vacations update for today.
If you remember last time on As the World Turns... No, wait. Last week on the Travel Guys...
You did a lot of different things around here, but I didn't know you were involved in soap operas also.
As the World Turns. If you remember last week on the Travel Guys, we got started on Mark telling us about the easiest way to get your way through the airport, and then we had Ed Perkins on right in the middle of that, and we promised you that we would finish that up so we could make you a smarter traveler. Well, we're back to that subject. Okay, Mark, I think we were like on number six or number seven.
We have kind of told people that they needed to check in online, and we talked about some of the things that you do before you get to the airport. So let's talk about some of the things that you do when you get to the airport. Today, of course, with an update from the airport, and we've got Lisa Pyro, our family vacation critic, with us, so you're going to get some more valuable information. But basically, here in Sacramento, you've got three ways to park. So you've got a covered lot in the garage, an uncovered lot, an economy lot. So before you go out there, make your decision what you're going to do. If you've never been to the airport before in a city, you might even want to make a dry run. Or you might, if you've got to park a car in a foreign airport that you're not familiar with, and family are there or something, then you might want to check in with them. But again, where you park, the closer you are to the terminal, the more you're going to pay. So decide, you know, whether you want convenience or to save a few bucks when it comes to parking. Also, many airports offer websites that offer maps of the airport that will tell you where a car rental check a counter is and things like that. That might not be as important in, say, Sacramento, although with a new terminal, that might be helpful. But if you were flying to Pittsburgh, you might like to know how to get your rental car or how to get to the airport shuttle or things of that sort. That information now is readily available to folks online.
Let me chime in. Tom always has at least one piece of advice, and it's for those
using the best piece.
Well, not necessarily. There are for people that are sort of like me, and that is when you go to the airport and let's say you bring your own car and you park in one of those lots, be sure to write down somewhere where you parked your car.
Absolutely. And you want to know a little known tip about Sacramento? This is a service that the Sacramento Airport provides.
Yeah.
Every night they go around and take pictures of every license plate that's in the parking lot.
All of
the parking lots.
Really?
If you come back to the Sacramento International Airport and you have forgotten where your car is, simply pick up a white courtesy telephone, dial the operator, ask for the parking supervisor, give them you will need to know your license plate number. But if you know where your license plate is, they will tell you exactly where your car is parked.
Write down your license plate number before you, so that you know where you're.
Another good idea is when you get out of, in this day and age, when you get out of your car, send yourself a text that tells you what lot number that your car is parked in. And then that text will be right on your phone, when you come back. Remember to weigh your bags before you leave home. The airlines generally have a 50-pound limit on luggage now. And if you get there and your bag weighs 53 pounds, you are going to have to either pay a lot of money or be in the situation where all your stuff is going to be laid out for everybody to see right there in the airport. So get on the scale at your house, weigh yourself, pick up your suitcase, and get back on the scale. That will give you a general idea if you can't figure out a better way to figure out how much your suitcase weighs. Mm-hmm. But if you can't pick it up, then that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
And also remember, on carry-on bags, you can't have liquids that are more than 3 ounces or you're going to lose them. So if you buy, you know, a bottle of jam or wine or something like that, you know, our good friend John Holloway with his wine carrier, those are, that's things that you have to consider where you're going to park that, where you're going to pack that stuff. Now, when you get on the other side of security, make sure before you leave security that you have everything, your cell phone, your ID, your boarding pass. Those are all things that you need to go forward. So, again, I can't emphasize enough to folks that if you allow yourself enough time to be able to take a deep breath a few times in an airport and go, wow, I've got plenty of time, then you have done things correctly. Because if you get a traffic jam on the way there, or something happens when you get to the airport, you lose a document, the line is long, maybe the airline had a canceled flight or something like that, and chaos is reigning. You couldn't have predicted that. But if you allow yourself that extra 15, 20 minutes, and that happens, then you got a cushion. If it doesn't happen, then you got up a little bit earlier. I mean, and I'm not an advocate of getting up early, but in this case, I think it's worth
it. It's all worth it, yeah.
It's really worth the investment. And especially now in Sacramento, gosh, in both terminals, we have a wide variety of places to be able to eat. There's plenty of room to sit down. There's a gazillion places to hook up your computer. I can't imagine why you wouldn't take the time to get there a little bit early. And just treat yourself to something before you got onto the airplane.
And from that point on, the vacation goes so much smoother when it gets off to a good start.
It does. And a couple of tips for the other end. When you get off the plane on the other end, obviously you're going to baggage claim. But there's some things that you could have done ahead of time. If you're going to be going for a shuttle, remember you went to the airport's website and you saw where the shuttle left from. Perhaps you called your hotel and found out that the shuttle operates on a scheduled basis or it operates on an on-call as-needed basis. Remember, the hotel's going to want you to get your luggage first before you call them and tell them that you're here, because obviously they don't want to keep a carload of people waiting while you're gathering up all of your luggage and stuff like that. But if you call the hotel first, also, if you're renting a car, be very careful if you have a late flight. Or if your flight is delayed and you find that you're getting in after, say, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, it's entirely possible. This happened to me recently. Dollar rental car in Providence left me stranded.
They were closed.
They were closed. Mm-hmm. Even though I had called ahead and told them I was coming late, and I wasn't the only person, nor was I the only flight that evening. But it's a good idea to check with the car rental company and see what the hours of operation are and ask them, you know, if the counter closes at 12 o'clock. If I get in at 1 a.m., will my car be there and available? Will there be somebody to help me? Because if you get into that situation and it's not working for you, now you know you've got to get a hotel by the airport when you get in so that you can go get your rental car in the morning. So it just helps travel. There's nothing like anticipating what sitting down and saying, here are some of the things that could happen. Another thing, just I will tell you, I travel with a transistor radio that has an extra set of batteries. So if there's an emergency somewhere, the batteries are not even in the radio. So I have a way of finding out what's going on. I also have an emergency charger for my cell phone so that I can get an emergency pop, one-time pop, for my cell phone in case we get someplace where, you know, you don't have power for 24, 48 hours. These things happen all the time. And if you're traveling and you've just taken a couple of little steps, it could really make life a lot better. I was in Fort Myers, Florida last week, and the whole city lost power for 6 hours. So nothing could be cooked in the hotel. Fortunately, guests could still get into their rooms, and it was a nice day and not too hot. But a lot of things that you can do before you ever get off the couch to make your travel better. One of the things you can also do is pop over and see John at Holloway Travel Outfitters or go to packinglight.com and see all the cool stuff there.
I'll tell you, folks, everything you needed to know, everything that you could ever possibly
did
want
I forget anything?
To know to make you a smarter traveler and make that trip easier, you have just heard from Mark on this segment and the segment from last week. Now, there is one other thing you could do. You can just not worry about remembering any of that and just take Mark with you. If I'm going to travel, I'm just coming by your place and I'm just going to say, Mark, make this go.
There are the point is
experience.
There are a lot of little things that you can do that.
You know, I appreciate it, and I know listeners do, to have the opportunity all the years and all the traveling that you've done and will do for you to come here and share it with us. This is great.
Let's remind our listeners that coming up next week on the Travel Guys is going to be a terrific program that is going to evolve all around frequent flyer trips. My general manager, Kevin Murphy, has attended a frequent flyer gathering in Chicago with all the big guys, our friend Ben Schlappig and all of those guys are going to be there. So we are going to dedicate an entire program to what's the best way to play the system. Maybe not beat the system, but what's the best way to play within the system. And all that is going to be coming up next week on the Travel Guys.
And I want to remind you, if there was any of this that you might have missed, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and there will you will find a podcast of this very show, and you can download it. Remember this date, okay? And you can download it, and you can listen to it again, just in case you might have missed anything.
All right, coming up after the news, we have got our family vacation critic, Lisa Pyro, and also we'll get an update from the Sacramento Airport. What's going on out there? They're building things up, but now they're starting to tear things down. We are the Travel Guys. This is News Talk 1530, KFBK.
You're listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And, of course, you know, we have been front and center with the creation of the new airport here in Sacramento and the build-out. And we had Gina on several times, and Mark took a whole bunch of folks out there to take a look at it first when it first opened up. And now we're on the line with Karen Doran, Acting Deputy Director of Marketing and Public Relations, on the line to see how things are going. Welcome to the program, Karen.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Karen was our original, you know, Karen was our original Travel Guy airport lady, girl,
yes,
gal
was.
Person way back in February of a year ago when we went on the air. So the airport is open now, and generally it's gotten very good reviews from people. I was out there the other day and had one of the best meals I've ever had in an airport. And there are other places I can try out there. It's a whole new world.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to trying all the restaurants myself.
It's really kind of exciting to actually have places to eat at for a change. And I mean, you know, now you'd say, geez, do I eat lunch at the office or shall I leave 30 minutes early and grab something at the airport?
Really? Karen, what has the buzz been about at the new terminal?
The buzz has been about a couple of things. One is people do really like all of the new restaurants we have, both the local and national brands. Everyone are really excited about those. The public art program has generated a lot of conversation, and we're really proud of that as well. It's the largest public art program in Sacramento County's history.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But that's a good place to put it because,
exactly,
after all, as we've talked about on this program many times before, the first and last impression that a visitor has of your city is your airport.
That's right. And we believe we have created a beautiful front door to Sacramento and Northern California for people who may have never been here before. And they'll be really excited when they get off their plane and see what a vibrant community we live in.
You know, that's one of the probably the biggest plus, and the comment that we hear the most from people that have been showing up is what a beautiful airport it is, and how that it kind of sets the tone from that point on for what people's impression of Sacramento is, and it's a very, very good one.
Thanks. We think so, too.
Karen, let me ask you, what happens now? The old, I see they're building a little building there by the International Arrivals Building, and I'm assuming that, and I see pavement being torn up on the old tarmac out there. So tell us what happens next.
Well, what happens next is we are working on the demolition of the old Terminal B, and that's going to be a process that takes a couple to several months. And that area of the airport will be turned over to pavement, and it will become a place for aircraft to park overnight.
Okay, so it'll be an extra apron there.
Yes.
And so now Terminal A, which is the old new terminal, I guess, mm-hmm. now it becomes the old terminal, but up until a couple weeks ago, it was the flagship terminal. Things have gotten much quieter over there now. I'm kind of wondering, how do the vendors and stuff over there, how does that all work? They've, you know, the majority of the passengers are now in the new terminal.
Well, that's I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to remind everyone that we actually still have some great restaurants and stores over in Terminal A. So if you're flying on Delta, United, Continental, or US Air, there's a Lemongrass over there. We still have two Vino Volo locations where you can get a great glass of wine and a small plate before your flight.
It's
terrific stores. And what we've done for those vendors is we've actually reduced their rent, and we're going to, for the base year, the first year with the change, we've actually put them on what's called percentage rent only. So the amount of money that they pay us will be based on their sales.
Good.
So that we can kind of recalibrate the amount of money that they're making and make it fair for those folks, because the traffic has been reduced in Terminal A.
Now, Mark has been out, but I have not been out. I think 19th is when I'm hoping to be able to head out to the new terminal. Are all the spaces, all the property, all the place where somebody could have a restaurant, has that all been spoken for? Is it full up?
We are full on the concourse, the gate concourse. We have all of the inline locations where you could have a store or a restaurant are filled. In the what we call landside check-in terminal, there are a few spaces available.
So cool. So there's room for some expansion down the road and stuff like that.
That's
well,
correct.
We just wanted to kind of check in. I have, like I said, I've been out there. I've flown now in and out of the old terminal and the new terminal. Things seem to be going very smoothly. The parking patterns are a little bit different than they were before. So, you know, if you've got your favorite parking spot, you may get out there in the garage and find out that it's now overwhelmed because people are just parking in a little different place because of what is convenient now to get in and out of the buildings. But the new terminal is really a showpiece. I can't, as someone who is in the travel business and has lived in this town for half a century, I can't tell you how proud I am to have a building that people can come into town and say, wow, this is a real city. So thank you. So please spread the word that at least from this corner, we give it two thumbs up.
Well, thanks. And I just want to mention that we are working on the parking issue. We have we're working on getting the Daily B lot open as soon as possible. So that will help folks that are parking out here. Right now it's being used as a construction prep site. If you are coming out here and you want to park near Terminal B, you can use the garage, but if that fills up, we do have an overflow lot right next to it.
Yeah, and folks, there are three options. That's right, the garage, the overflow lot next to the garage, which, while it's not covered, it is $2 a day cheaper. So, and something to think about. And then, of course, there's the economy parking, which is a little bit further removed and offers even more savings. But I'm glad to hear that there are parking improvements on the way, Karen. Again, you guys have done a great job, and we really appreciate all the time that you have given us and the courtesies that you have extended to us. And please don't be a stranger.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Karen Dornan from Sacramento Airports. We are the Travel Guys. You're listening to News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Now, everyone knows that Mark has had a business for some time where he takes people on escorted vacations, and generally these people are over 35.
Absolutely. That would be accurate, yes.
Yeah, but we've had an opportunity to have a guest a couple of times, and again today, that talks about family travel and traveling with kids, and we thought with the holidays just around the corner, would be a perfect time to bring her back on.
Well, we're all about making you a smarter travel here on the traveler here on the Travel Guys, and what could possibly be better for everyone than if families showed up at the airport and had the whole travel experience go smoother for them, because having been on the plane with lots of children, the smoother it goes for them, the better my life is. Lisa Pyro is the editor-in-chief of Family Vacation Critic, which is a wonderful website, and you can go to travelguysradio.com and we'll link you right over to it. But if you are traveling as a family, you got little kids to tote around and stuff like that, or even if you've got them coming to visit you, why, this is a website that you will find some extremely valuable information on. They have lots of forums and things where people can ask questions and stuff. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having
welcome.
Me back.
Well, it's a pleasure. You were so informational before, and so we've set this up. It's holiday travel season, and families are going to be hitting the road.
Yes.
And what should they be thinking about, and where should they be going?
Well, most families that we find in our research are just going home for the holidays. They're trying to get to family. It's, you know, we're more spread out these days, so we're trying to get to see our friends and loved ones. And the big thing that we all need to be worried about when we're traveling is how to keep the kids happy, because we all know that if the kids aren't happy, mom and dad ain't happy either.
Yeah, that's very true. And as I said, if mom and dad ain't happy and they're in eight, B and C, the chances is that if I'm in 9C, I'm not very happy either.
Oh no, everybody around you will be unhappy. You'll get glared at. People will not be friendly to you.
So
Christmas spirit.
So you've got a couple of small little ones, and you've got to take them through the airport and go on. Let's pretend for a minute. We can talk about car vacations in a second, but we got to get them through the airport. How do we do that?
Well, first, the key to easy travel with kids, or easier, I should say, is really being early for everything. Trying to book early, trying to get on the first flight out so that there might be less lines at the airport, less likely to have delays with your flights. You want to get on the plane early so that you can get settled. You can also get your carry-on luggage on. And just trying to maneuver through the airport easily also means making sure your kids are dressed in things that are going to be easy. You know, they can get their shoes off, you know, in security, that they don't have anything hidden in their pockets. You know, they have nickels and dimes and things that are going to hold them up. All the things that you're not thinking of because you know how to maneuver through the airport, you just kind of got to stop, think about what's going to happen when your child goes through security and get it. That's really the toughest part for a lot of families is how to get their kids through security with all the gear that they have.
We had a guest that just we talked last week or the week before about the importance of telling the kids
what's going
to happen when they get to the airport.
You definitely need to do that, especially because a lot of the airports are now using that new scanner. So kids can't stay with you when they're walking through, and some of the younger kids might be nervous about walking through ahead of you while you're waiting for them. You've got to tell them how it's going to work, how you're going to get to them as soon as they get to the other side, that they might get a minor pat down. It might end up happening if, you know, somebody's curious. It's not going to be anything that's going to be scary, but they need to know that that might happen, that they can't hold their blanket or their teddy bear when they go through, but that, you know, it will be waiting for them on the other side. So if you're explaining it to them and letting them know, then it helps take away the fear rather than all of a sudden you're there and you're telling them to walk and they have no idea what's happening to them.
The security guys do that with Mark with his laptop. And they say, it'll be okay, Mr. Hoffman. Your laptop will be waiting for you on the other side.
So, Lisa, you're through security. You're on the airplane. How do I keep kids occupied on the airplane?
Well, actually, there is one step before then. While you're waiting, if you're there early enough, you're going to be hanging out at the airport. One thing that parents don't realize is a lot of the major airports have playgrounds. You just need to find which terminal they might be in. So you can let your kids play, get a lot of that energy out of them before they get on the plane, because that's really when you want them to try to be calm and sit down. But once you're on the airplane, just
is it inappropriate to have them run around on the tarmac? I guess that wouldn't be good.
So. Yeah.
I think the kids' play area is right over there near the pet rest area.
you don't want them running up and down the aisles either just to get out their energy. But, you know, just carrying with you all the things that you would if you were taking a road trip or if you're just doing anything that is trying to keep them occupied. Make sure you have some books, some activity things that they could do, you know, their game systems that are fully charged. Have some snacks available with you because by the time they get a snack on the plane, if they get a snack on the plane, it might be too long. You want to keep them from getting hungry and getting bored. So have just an array of things that, you know, your own little bag of tricks to keep them busy on the entire flight.
Our guest on the Travel Guys today is Lisa Pyro. Lisa is the editor-in-chief of Family Vacation Critic, a really wonderful website, and you can access it from TravelGuysRadio.com. Lisa, in the holiday season, a lot of people are going to be traveling with gifts, and I think we've gotten enough education from TSA now that it told you if you wrap the gift, there's a chance that we may have to unwrap it.
So, you're pretty much going to have to unwrap it. They say specifically, don't come with wrapped gifts. And there are plenty of people that still hold up the lines because they have to have their gifts unwrapped.
And with the carry-on menagerie that we've created here with the baggage fees and all this stuff, don't you think it's kind of getting to be about time where you go one day early and do your shopping on when you get there?
I definitely try to do that, and my entire family's worked that out, where we create a shopping day so that we know that we'll be traveling and then we'll spend time with our family once we arrive by shopping together. If you don't want to do that or you don't have the time to do that or even the time off, shipping your gifts is a really good idea because that way you don't have to carry it with you. You won't have to pay the extra fees. The fees are going to be about the same, and you can have them wrapped and ready to go, and you won't have to think about it.
Well, and I see people with children navigating airports and attractions and restaurants, and they've got the stroller and the child in arms and the diaper bag and all of these things that they're trying to negotiate. So you make a very valid point. Anything that you could send ahead.
Yes.
Would be a very good move. And if you were sending the gifts ahead, you might find that in that same box for the same amount of money might be able to go some other things that you then wouldn't have to schlep with you along
exactly.
the way.
Some of the extra clothes and things like that. Because it is difficult when the more you have on you and you're chasing after a child, the more difficult it becomes. And it's also more difficult to get through security. You know, you have to fold down that stroller. You've got all the things you've got to pull out, put away, get everybody's shoes off. It's just such a pain. So I try to travel as lightly as I can while still having that one backpack filled with just what the kids need to keep them entertained.
And that might be one of the most important points right now. People are dragging everything onto airplanes. The overhead bins on every flight are constantly overflowing. Mm-hmm. They're having to check bags for people and things like that. So if
but
my
those,
wisdom
those
to
are
you,
the free bags,
well, I
Mark.
Know those are the free bags, Tom, but my wisdom to folks is that when you've got kids and stuff to take keep track of, they're just things that you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more stuff that so try to hold down the number of carry-on items, you know, containerize things and stuff like that so that you can so that you'll have fewer things with you and realize that some airlines do not allow priority boarding for families anymore.
Yeah.
And so you may not be able to get on and have all that room for carry-on luggage. You may not have any room at all, and you may have to decide once you get on what stays and what gets checked. So if you think about that ahead of time, and also another little trick that we've told folks is if you have a bag that doesn't have cosmetics and things that TSA will question when you go through. Mm-hmm. If you follow the 311 rule, if you can get that bag through security and then the airline says, hey, if you'd like to check a bag for free here and not have to stash it in the overhead, jump on that opportunity because you've already got baggage checked. Having one more is not going to be a big issue, and then you don't have to keep track of that suitcase along with all of your other entourage.
Exactly.
Lisa, any other thoughts about holidays, travel, family, things that we haven't talked about here that you'd like
well,
to?
Well, a lot of people do travel by car when they're traveling. One big thing that becomes a problem and you definitely don't want to deal with when you're traveling with children is maintenance on your car. Make sure that the tires are not balding in any way, that everything's been, you know, the oil's been changed, everything is ready to go so that you don't have any mishaps while you're driving on the road. And then while you're driving, try to plan out your time. Either you're going to have to leave early again, you know, to avoid the traffic, or leave later, because you don't want to be stuck sitting somewhere where there's a lot of traffic and you've got your kids in the car, because I've certainly been there where I've been in jams, and there's nothing worse than the sound coming from the back of the seat where they're really upset and you can't escape.
Yeah, you
get give yourself
that right.
Plenty of time to get where you need to get.
And how about bringing along the family dog? What do you think?
Well, you know, that's never a problem. I've traveled a lot with my dog by car, and it's the same thing. I always stop at rest stops for my dog to have to, you know, go to the bathroom. The same thing happens with the kids. I want my kids to run around and get some of their energy out. So I try to use the rest stops along the highway so that they can get a break, and I build in that extra time. You know, everybody stretches. Everybody goes a little crazy, you know, and the dog's out there. And I don't mind. I like traveling with my dog.
Lisa, how old are your kids?
Mine are 6 and 7.
Wow. You're a pro. Wow. What's your favorite road trip song and or game?
Oh, gosh. Well, we definitely, for the game, we do the alphabet game. So we have to find all the letters.
On the license plates of the automobiles.
On the license plates and billboards, wherever we can find it. So
my dad,
tricky. But.
Very good. My dad used to make me count the telephone poles.
Oh, gosh.
Lisa, I thank you very much for your time. As always, some really great information presented in a wonderful fashion. We will link your website on travelguysradio.com. So if you would like to find out more about Family Vacation Critic, it is a terrific website. If you travel with your family and you're facing any of the challenges we've been talking about, this is a place that you need to use as a resource. Be well, Lisa, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. As always, lots of fun can be found right here on the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
KFBK Sacramento and KHLX HD3 Pollock Pines.
Show John Holloway had entered the studio carrying a mannequin that some of our news people tried to date. And as we return this week with John, he was trying to take off his shirt a while ago, wasn't he, Mark?
Yeah, he was. John, you did such a great job last week of telling our folks about some really moderately priced, I thought, gift ideas that were really practical. And so you're back with some more, and we should tell people when we start here that packinglight.com or packinglight.net will get you to your website. Also, if you go to travelguysradio.com, you'll find a link to John's website on a regular basis. So if you forget that, you can always go to our website and find his stuff. What? Here's, you've got a little bottle of, this looks like an aerosol of some kind.
Well, it's a little liquid.
Wrinkle spray.
Yeah, wrinkle spray. And
does this work on people as well as
clothing?
It's not
skincare. Sorry, Mark. Won't take away those crow eyes or what have you. No. It works great.
Those are crow's feet.
Crow's
John.
Feet, that's right. Sorry.
Jeez.
And it'll work keeping. So you haven't packed quite as carefully as you should have.
Okay.
And you arrive and you get the business meeting the next day or what have you, and your clothes are wrinkled. So you spray a little bit of this on your garment. Wait about 10 seconds. Pull it taut, and it takes the wrinkles right
out. Excuse me,
just for a minute here. I looked at the bottom of the thing, and it says $4.95. That would be plus tax. Here's $5.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Thanks, John. Because we're going to try this. We will find out if the wrinkle thing actually works, because I now own this bottle. Okay. So if you want your own bottle, you can go to Holloway Travel Outfitters.
And you just spray you spray it on like a wrinkled shirt, give it a couple of shakes, and
pull it tight. And I swear, it's a miracle product. It sounds like I'm working at the State Fair, but
no,
it really
that's okay,
does work.
We're gonna find find out. All right, so people nowadays, space inside suitcases is really valuable.
Absolutely.
I mean, because they're charging you for suitcases.
Yeah.
You've got some things here that will help you organize within your suitcase.
Yeah, it's a legendary product, the Eagle Creek Packet Cubes, Folders, and Sacks. We have a nice gift set. And you know, you want to go take care of the boss, you go buy one of these, or either $29.95 or $39.95, and you show up with your
that's
set
a great
of
present for the
sex.
Boss.
And a nice gift box, and it's a real slam dunk. He'll love you for it.
Eagle Creek is a good brand too.
Great brand.
You know, I really have to say, John, that's one thing. I mean, people, you can go to Walmart and buy your travel stuff. You know,
you can go to
John's store, and you're going to find limited stuff. Yeah, you're going to find really upscale brands, good quality stuff.
Right, you're not going to be back buying the same product long time.
You don't find anything like John has
like
in his
Walmart,
store
no.
at Walmart.
No, you don't. Well, that's the thing
Target
is that you if
so on.
If you're really a world traveler, this is really the. And I guess my point here was not Walmart, but what was the quality of the. Of the brands
Absolutely.
That you
I
carry.
That.
And folks go online, they're going to see at the bottom of your homepage all of the Columbia Sportswear and all those things.
Yeah.
All right, what else have we got here?
Well, we got the compression socks. So for a lot of people, we swell. Our feet swell when you're on that 10-hour flight to Europe or whatever it may be, 20 hours.
Okay.
And so this will help.
I've heard of these, but I've never used them.
Deep vein thrombosis, I think, is a term that.
Right. This actually could save your life. People sometimes have come back from airline flights and have created blood clots in their legs that could cause heart problems. So, so this stuff is more than just, to look nice.
If you have a circulatory problem or something like that, this is,
compression, travel, and sports.
And how much does something like that sell for?
$17.95. So really, it's just a kind of a copycat on what we wear after surgery. We all have some of us have had to put on this kind of thing, and this way you don't look like you're wearing pantyhose, Tom. So
some more great gift ideas here from John Holloway. The wrinkle spray, which we will find out how this works.
Yeah.
Travel organizers, which would
from Eagle Creek.
Yeah, from Eagle Creek. Great idea, and also
our travel on compression socks.
The compression
Quick
socks.
Question on the socks
sure.
here is what is the recommendation if you're flying more than 2 hours?
Yeah, cross country, if nothing else, they're super comfortable. You arrive, you feel invigorated, but generally speaking, our people are going overseas on long flights, so it's great for that.
Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue, open 7 days a week. All kinds of holiday stuff, personalized service at its best. Top quality brands.
The place you can go and get that Christmas gift for the traveler who thinks they have everything but really don't.
That's it. Go in and ask John. John, thank you very much for being
Mark.
In the studio. We are the Travel Guys. This is News Talk 1530, KFBK.
KFBK.
Quite a show. If you wanted to become a smarter traveler, boy, did we have some stuff today.
Boy, I tell you.
And what do we got for folks
this week we were talking about families and inexperienced travelers and helping you get through the airport and on your way for the holidays. Next week we're going to have a very special program. We're going to have interviews with folks. There was a big gathering of all of these guys like Ben Schlappig, our expert at beating the system. All these guys get together and they share their secrets, and our road reporter Kevin Murphy was there, and so next weekend we are going to devote our entire program to all frequent flyer type stuff. How do you get the best deal? Which airline should be traveling with? What's the latest ins on how to get bonus points and which credit card should you be using? So if you are a road warrior, you will not want to miss our program next Sunday.